today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. And apparently Mike has hung through the break. No, he hasn't. Actually, it's Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out those people that go calling you up about your so-called illegal aliens, okay,
mm-hmm.
that New Hampshire is a border state, okay? New Hampshire borders a foreign country. So
that's true.
We're in the same boat with places like California and Texas. And
now, hold on, Tom. Before you go any farther with this, I want to point out that in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and New York and Vermont, they have signs in foreign languages for people that may have come across the border. Can you imagine they're in French. Can you imagine the howl, the uprising, the vitriol, the indignation that would happen here in America if we put street signs in Spanish for people near the border? I in Miami, if you put a street sign up, or, you know, actually probably not Miami, but certainly
they
Broward.
Have them in Miami, yeah.
In Broward County, the surrounding areas, if you wanted to service people who might speak another language a little better, there would just be an uprising.
Yeah, but some of those signs are, I believe it's facing the traffic that has just entered the United States, saying, like, you're now in the United States, you have to turn left and proceed to the port of entry and stuff like that, because these people had just crossed the border from Quebec.
Many of them say just welcome to the state. Like, for instance, in Massachusetts, which doesn't border Canada at all, it says welcome in French.
And, there's also the one thing a lot of people don't realize is these Border Patrol goons set up checkpoints that are well within the interior of the United States, and they're hassling and interrogating people.
Yes.
And you go like you to tell people in the interior about, I mean, I couldn't believe that the Border Patrol took apart our car or they detained us for all this, and they think you're talking about at the border where customs and immigration officials were hassling and interrogating you. No. You're talking about people way inland.
Yeah, 60 miles inland, 60 miles south of the Vermont-Canadian border, there is one of those installations. They are multi-million dollar installations in many cases, and they also exist down south as well, where you're right, they're hassling and shaking down regular American people who happen to pass through them, and that's pretty scary.
And they're not entering the United States. They're traveling between two points, like between San Diego and Los Angeles. Both of them, last I checked, were within the United States of America. And
right.
That practice has got to be eliminated, and that's why I don't like Ron Paul for president, because he supports immigration restrictions. But you know what his campaign is going to be good for? His campaign is going to be a rich source of members for the Free State Project, because the Free State people here in New Hampshire are mostly supporting Ron Paul for president, and the Free Staters can contact Ron Paul headquarters around the country to try and recruit Free Staters, as long as they don't leave after the New Hampshire primary and before their home state's primary, as long as they get to render service to Ron Paul in one of the states, and then they'll be moving here, and some of them will be traveling, like from New Jersey, to help with the New Hampshire primary. They might stay for a couple of weeks, and they'll be rubbing elbows with Free State.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that point. And I'm also with you. I really am kind of disturbed by Ron Paul's position on immigration, and I hope we get a chance to have him on the show so we can really sort of hash it out and try to understand where he's coming from on that, why he understands, on one hand, that the war on drugs is completely ineffective and that government is generally just not the solution to a problem because it's slow and stupid and ineffective and expensive, but yet all of a sudden they can solve the immigration problem. That I don't understand. But Tom, thanks for the call. We'll try to hash that out if we can ever get him on the show. I know you've been working hard on that, Mark, and hopefully it'll happen at some
point. I've got it scheduled again.
Okay. I thought
it's
it was
busy.
Supposed, yeah, I
busy,
understand
busy.
That. All right, so 800-259-9231. We'll keep you up to date on that as it develops. In the meantime, we talked to Ron in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Ron.
All right.
on your mind?
Well, I'm getting tired of hearing all about this immigration policy problem.
All right, so what do you want to talk about?
I'm not against immigration if it's done legally. But you probably never heard anything like this before, but I visualize our borders as being the same as the walls of my house. The border being the walls to my house, and anybody coming inside without my permission could be dealt with harshly.
Well, unfortunately, it's a faulty analogy, because the difference between your house and the border is your house is private property, and the border is the tragedy of the commons. So,
and not to mention that I live in your house, and I pay the mortgage, too, and I want to let everybody in.
Yeah, that's a problem, too, isn't it?
Well, so, there's a way to come in if it's done illegally.
But hold on. I live in the house, and I pay the mortgage just like you do, and I want to let everybody come in, and I don't care whether they fill out the government's stupid paperwork, because I think the government just hurts people as far as immigration policy goes.
That's your opinion. I was just calling in to give my opinion.
I understand it's your opinion, and you were proposing to use a gun to defend your house.
I would like to finish what I have to say, and then... Then you can, you feel one way, this is the way I feel.
Okay, great.
Okay. If a person is breaking into my house, the walls of my house is the same as the border is the walls to my country.
That's not true.
If somebody's breaking into my house, I'm going to assume that they're coming in to do no good.
That's a fair assumption if it's your house, yes.
So if they want to come in, they can knock on the door and I can invite them in.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're doing this and I have a gun, I would not hesitate to use it because I'm going to assume that they're
coming in. That's absolutely fine. That's totally understood, Ron. That's
okay.
Your private property. Yeah. You have a right to defend it. But
right.
If you're going to, you can't use that as an analogy to the whole country. That's not fair. Because it's not that way. It is not your house. And if it's your house, if you want to use this bad analogy, then let's plug Mark into the situation. So now Mark and Ron are living in this big house called America, and Ron wants to shoot the people coming into the house called America, but Mark wants to keep those people safe. So are you going to shoot Mark when he tries to keep those people safe? And if that's the case, does Mark then have the right to shoot you, sir?
Well, if he wants to come in, he can come in legally.
No, it's not. I already live here. I was born here.
So you say you're saying you want to open up the country to anybody that wants to come in and flood our borders and just come across, whether they be terrorists.
How did your ancestors get here?
Oh, now wait a minute. I'm just asking.
That's different, Mark.
They were legal. I'll tell you that.
Well, hold on. Now that's because we passed this huge restrictive set of immigration laws out there. It was illegal to harbor slaves in this country at one point too. Was that a good law?
Well, now you're talking past history.
I'm talking about tyranny. Look, we can look at history and look at what tyranny is, and I see this as tyranny.
We didn't have terrorists back then like we have now, and our country has never been in the shape that it is now.
The reason we have terrorists is because we have a crappy foreign policy where we go to other people's country and they meddle in their business.
Yeah, that's something we weren't doing 100 years ago.
That's not my opinion. I'm a conservative, and I know that you're a Democrat.
I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, sir.
You're a Democrat.
I am a card-carrying member of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you're a scumbag. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Get lost.
Just because I believe in liberty, I'm a Democrat? Because I disagree with you,
right.
I'm a Democrat?
That's
there
how simple
can't possibly
it is.
Be somebody in the Republican Party that disagrees with this guy.
That's how simple...
And I'm a liar for saying it.
That's how simple so many people in American politics are. My team versus your team. You're not on my team, so you must be on the other team. Red team, blue team, go team. That's what it's all about these
right.
days, isn't it?
Sorry.
My team, right, is always right 100% of the time. It doesn't matter what you think and what you have to say. I'm going to plug my ears and sing over here in the corner. La, 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 my team's the best. Everything we do is right.
Sorry, I'm a Republican.
Yes, you are a Republican.
I'm not really
vouch for that.
I'm really
You're wearing a Captain America t-shirt
I'm
right
really
now.
Not a particularly happy with the Republican Party as
right.
it stands. I certainly think that George Bush is a crappy president, but I'm a Republican.
It's just it is there. People are that mindless. When you put your viewpoint out there and it doesn't line up correctly with them, you must be a member of the other party. Well, that's not necessarily the case. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Ken, Carl, Mark, not necessarily in that order, but we'll get to you all on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
show is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. I expect probably to be sending out an update tonight announcing our brand newest radio station affiliate out in California.
Uh-oh.
We'll be doing that tonight. So updates.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? The answer is very little, but the Prometheus Institute, that's readpi.com, is looking to change all that by implementing practical, innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi today, readpi.com today. That's readpi.com.
1-800-259-9231. Just to clarify for Ron in Indianapolis a little bit further, Mark is a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus. That means that Mark believes in liberty. You, Ron, claim to be a Republican, and I believe that. I have no reason to disagree with you on that. But just because you're a Republican obviously doesn't mean you believe in liberty, nor do Democrats necessarily believe in liberty. It seems to me that most Republican and Democratic Party adherents will do whatever the party wants them to do or whatever the party officials tell them is right or whatever their position should be. They'll take that as their position and then tout it to all their friends and that sort of thing. And it's really just sort of mindless. It doesn't involve thought. It doesn't involve analysis. It doesn't involve any sort of level of independence at all. And I think that's something that you have as part of the RLC. You're trying to help move the Republican Party back in a more pro-liberty direction. It has right. gone way off the track.
You know, the Republican Party has a great history of believing in small government. Barry Goldwater is
even
is a great
the Democratic example. Party has that history.
Yeah,
in fact,
true.
The Democrats were pro-liberty way back.
It's just politicians
in the day.
Have gotten in charge, and politicians
right.
understand that by growing the government and scaring the crap out of people, they can make a whole bunch of money. They understand that fighting wars, whether that's a war in Iraq or whether that's a war on drugs or a war on immigration or a war on whatever you want,
mm-hmm.
means that the government spends a whole bunch of money. When the government spends money, they don't really care where they spend it because they didn't work hard to earn it. You did.
Let's continue with the calls here and go to Ken in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, being that you guys are talking about the immigration deal, I just, you know, I wanted to state the fact that I'm a Ron Paul guy or whatnot, and I'm a longtime FTL listener, and
yes.
I totally understand where you guys are coming from on the immigration issue, but it seems like that in order for this, to, you know, our perspective of immigration to come through, we need to at least get rid of the welfare state in order to get, you know, the conservatives to support, you know, liberty on this issue.
Right. But the conservatives are all interested in getting rid of the immigrants. They're not interested in working to get rid of the welfare state.
Right.
It seems to me that if they understood that the problem was a welfare issue, not an immigration issue,
they'd be yelling from the rooftops
right,
about welfare.
Then we could, work, because they're building walls on the border. So we're making progress, quote unquote, in this anti-immigration fervor. We're not making any progress in getting rid of welfare, which is what's causing the deadbeats to come over here and want to live in this country
exactly.
as opposed to hardworking people.
Nine times out of ten, when you bring that up to one of these so-called conservatives, and you bring up the point about welfare, and you say, well, why don't we just get rid of welfare first? They usually come back with, well, we can't get rid of welfare. How are you going to get rid of welfare? Well, damn it, why don't we? Why can't we? Sure we can. If enough people want it to happen, we absolutely can do that. It's just they've thrown in the towel, and they've come to accept the wealth redistribution program, the communist wealth redistribution programs that we have in this country, and that's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right, you know, but, I mean, considering the fact that we're trying to, you know, attract conservatives to our side with the whole Ron Paul deal, and he's the only one that's going to, you know, be there to benefit our side as far as, you know, pro-liberty, you know, aspects,
uh-huh.
it seems like, you know, the illegal immigration, which I know you disagree with him on, and, you know, essentially so do I, it seems like the only way we're going to bring people to our side is by offering a plan to first get rid of, you know, the welfare state and the warfare state to that brings these people over, and
I believe Ron Paul's doing that. He's going to make strides there. I can't say that I 100% support his stance in that, but I do sort of understand where he's coming from, and he's going to get my vote.
Yeah, me as well.
Ken, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And I've seen Ron Paul's statements on immigration, and he does hem it a little bit. He does point out that it wouldn't be such an issue if there wasn't this welfare state. And
yeah.
So that's why I really want to get him on the air to really make sure to clarify that position. Let's continue and talk to Mark in West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard you guys yesterday talking about New York trying to implement something for the consoles, the video game consoles.
Yeah. Yeah, New York, the state of New York is going to make it a felony for people to sell video games to minors, and also they want to implement some sort of parental control unit inside each video game console, and there were a few other oppressive regulations as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to call and tell you. Well, number one, actually, my opinion, number one is I think it should be up to the parents to decide
yes.
whether or not the child gets the game. Number two, I actually own an Xbox 360, and I have a 5-year-old in my house, and it has parental locks on it.
Okay.
Oh, it does?
So, yeah, actually, I've got this game. It's called Rainbow Six Las Vegas.
Right. Uh-huh. Sounds like you're shooting
and
people.
Yeah, right. I think it's got a mature rating. So I went in and changed my parental codes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you put the game in and close the door to play the game, it pops up and asks you for a password so that my 5-year-old can't play the game.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
You think your 5-year-old, you think your 5-year-old would be in the least bit interested in a first-person shooter like Rainbow Six?
Yeah, actually, you'd be surprised what the 5-year-olds
really?
Are into nowadays.
You know, I had a, this probably been about 2 years ago, but I had a kid visiting the house, and I think I had some awful bloody video game on, you know, that I had been playing. I think it was the Black Monday or something like that. One of those.
Whatever.
One of those. And he wasn't interested in those games at all. He wanted to play Crash Bandicoot, where, you know, he played a little cartoon
yeah.
character in Smash Boxes and stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, and it has ratings all across the board. It has the T for the teen, and it has the M for mature, so you can block out all that stuff, and you have to use a code to be able to play the game.
Great. Mm-hmm. I was not aware they had implemented that, but it makes sense that they would have, so I guess that's good to know.
Yeah, so Microsoft and Sony is one up on New York.
Very
excellent.
Very good. But
the free market will always solve these problems.
Yep, absolutely
yeah.
right. And I agree with you. It should absolutely be in the hands of the parents. If the parents don't care enough to pay attention, then it should not be the government that is telling business people how to run their business. Let parents
right. I feel
decide.
Like a, I feel like a little bit of personal responsibility has to come into play when it comes to your children. I mean,
I would
a lot
think
of personal
all of the responsibility lies on your shoulders.
Right, but unfortunately,
yeah.
the government tries its best to abdicate that responsibility and tell parents, oh, you don't have to worry. We'll figure out where to send your... We'll take care of sending your kids to school. You don't have to think about these things.
Right,
and that's
exactly.
a problem, seriously.
Well, I think that that's the reason that the kids act the way they do now, because parents are afraid to discipline their kids. I'm 30 years old. When I got out of line, I got slapped for it.
Mm.
So...
Yeah,
I
don't necessarily agree that violence... I think that sort of teaches kids that violence solves problems, personally.
I don't agree with violence either, but, you know, I'm 30. I turned out really well, and, you know... And
fair enough.
I set that line often enough to get it more than once a day, but, you know...
Hey, Mark. Mark, really appreciate your call. And, hey, do us a favor. Contact Dave. He's the guy in charge over there at WVTS. Tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live, especially during
absolutely.
The week.
Oh, absolutely. It's an awesome show. I listen to you guys as often as I can.
Tell him you want to hear more hours during the week. He's got us on 1 hour a night weeknights, and we can go up to 3. So let him know that, and thanks for your call. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. D2Z.org. Continuing with the phone calls, it's Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm not worried about this poor guy. That only gets you one hour a night. I only get you 3 hours a week.
Yeah, I know, it's a bummer, isn't it?
Even worse. I'd take you 1 hour a night if I could get you. That'd be twice as much, wouldn't it?
Well, all you can do is call. I call Scott. I think he's the program director there at WXNT. I've yet to talk to the guy. I want to say hi to him. But call him and or email him and let him know what you think about the show. And, you know, things can happen. Things will change eventually.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about, just shift the focus, just for one call anyway, on taxes. Because here in Marion County, where I'm living at, we're going to double the local and city taxes in 1 year. We're going to go from... I think they said it was going to go from 0.85% or maybe 1%. They enacted it to 1%, but we didn't yet actually pay that.
Wait, what kind of tax is this? Income?
Well, county taxes. Yeah, income taxes.
They have an income tax
county
in Indianapolis?
Oh, yeah, they've had this for about 15 years. Never used to have it, but they start out with 0.7%, and then last year was 0.85, so that's not too bad.
What's the paperwork like on that?
It's very easy. It's just like your state. It's just like your state taxes.
So do they take it out from your paycheck?
Yes, it's automatically taken out, and at the end of the year, you just have one little extra line on your state tax return where you just figure that 0.7%.
I don't have a state tax return. I live in New Hampshire.
I've never filled out a state tax return. We didn't have them in Florida, and we don't have them here in New Hampshire.
That was my next question. I was going to wonder, what is the rate? They don't charge, they don't pay any income tax in the state of New Hampshire.
No income tax, no sales tax either.
Well, I mean, the no sales tax.
There's a food tax.
Yeah, you know, if you eat out, that you pay.
And there's a car tax as well if you buy a car.
What's the rate if you eat out? What's that?
Yeah, it's 8%. It's awful.
Okay. Yeah, we've got the same 8%, but we've got 3.4% in the state of Indiana on income tax.
Gosh.
And then now 1.65 counties. So that's 5.05%.
It's only going to get bigger. Every time they feel like they need it for something else, they'll trot out some good reason, and then the taxes get bigger. When have we ever seen taxes get smaller? No
Very
government
rarely.
ever lowers taxes.
Well, they did get rid of the phone tax.
They got rid of
the phone tax.
Spanish-American War.
Right, that one.
The reason is to fight crime. Well, now we have a war on crime, and we need more police officers on the street to fight crime.
Oh, great.
And
more police officers to throw pot smokers in jail, you mean?
Well, I want to know what we did 50 years ago when we had less crime and less police officers.
Right. Well, we didn't create quite as many crimes, you know.
There's way more crimes now than there were before.
Right.
So-called crimes.
Right. Crimes in the sense that now there's all kinds of illicit substances that are illegal. 100 years ago, heroin, you could go in the drugstore and buy it. Cocaine, you could go in and buy it. It was in Coca-Cola.
What are the properties, just out of curiosity, what are the property taxes like there in Marion County?
Well, they just jumped. The average person is going to pay about 25 to 30% more.
But on property taxes.
Because of this reassessment.
Just as an example, are you a homeowner?
No, I do not own.
Okay, never mind then.
I do have a feel for these people have got a nice increase in their properties in the last few years. Of course, they can't spend that day to day. That's the problem.
Right, and watch for your rent to go up as a result.
That will go up too because my landlord has to pay more. He just passes it right down to me.
You've got it. Bill, any other thoughts for us?
No, that'll be it. But hey, have a good week, guys, and I'll listen to you next week.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to. Oh, by the way, you can even if your station isn't carrying our weekday show, you've always got the internet as an option. We've got the entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page. So grab them up, and you can listen live. Let's go to Carl in Montreal. You're allegedly listening on the radio, Carl. But I don't know if I believe you.
Well, I was going to ask about John Perkins. Any updates on when he's coming on? I'm waiting on the book. John Perkins, The Secret History of the American Empire.
I never heard of him.
Oh, I thought he was mentioned before. Maybe it wasn't.
No, I think you had the wrong show. Maybe somebody else mentioned him. Because we very, very rarely have guests, and we even more rarely have authors as guests on this show.
Okay, because he wrote The Confessions of Economic Hitman. I don't know if you...
I've heard of that one. Yeah, I've heard of that.
It was on the bestseller list. Well, this book's made up to number 4 on the bestseller list up here. So.
Very good, very good. Now, what's this new book about?
Secret History of the American Empire. It just talks a lot about what the United States did, how it's overthrown governments and put in new ones. And
absolutely right. Sounds like the jail's kind of hopping tonight there, Carl. How's everything going in
big
the Montreal
Saturday
jail?
Night, Saturday night in the big house.
Going all right. I mean, it's better than jail. I don't have cells and stuff. But, you know, I managed to get a little portable radio, and I'm trying to get a station in, and it comes in real terrible. So.
Yeah, you're not listening to Free Talk Live in Montreal.
That's
not possible.
Something that's coming in, it's real weak, though.
Yeah.
On AM, you can get a couple hundred miles, 500 miles sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the transmitter.
It really does. Not every AM station broadcasts at the same wattage. So, yeah, you can get a 50,000-watt station.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll travel 500 miles.
FTL in Miami is not going to make the trip to Montreal, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's about our biggest wattage.
Carl, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, sorry, it's just not a guest-based show. We have had guests on. We've had a handful of authors on. And if you'd like to hear some of those interviews, they're all archived for your convenience at guests.freetalklive.com. You know what, Mark? I don't want this to sound too political because I hate politicians, and I don't care much for politics in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just such a great example from the Center for Self-Government, Carla Howell, who ran for governor under the Libertarian Party ticket, I think it was a few years ago. And anyway, she ran against Mitt Romney, right, in Massachusetts. And so she's got some interesting analysis here of this so-called small government guy, Mitt Romney, right?
Right.
He's a so-called economic conservative. Well, is he really? And this is really just exemplary. You can take these concepts and spread them across all of the politicians, okay? So I'm not picking on one politician. You know, it just happens to be about him.
He press released, "I'm an economic conservative." And the media, of course, believed his press release.
Right.
And so they write
it out there.
They write and say, well, he's an economic conservative. Why? Because he said so.
So let's look at the facts, shall we? Is he an economic conservative, especially when it comes to tax and spend policies? Now that he's running for president, let's compare his words with his deeds. Romney claims to be anti-tax. He even took a no new taxes pledge when he ran for governor of Massachusetts in 2002. Sounds good so far, right? Well, took is in quotes because he refused to sign the pledge. His signature wasn't necessary, he claimed. He assured us that he is a man of his word. But Mitt Romney has been a champion of new taxes. Mitt Romney proposed three new taxes while campaigning for governor in 2002. A new tax on vehicles, a new tax on campaign donations, and a new tax on building construction. They didn't get much fanfare in the media and were quickly forgotten. Right before the 2002 election, he ran millions of dollars in ads portraying himself as a no new taxes governor. The media refused to set the record straight. But that was only the beginning. Each of the 4 years Romney served as governor, he raised taxes, while pretending he didn't. He claims he only raised mandatory government fees. But government mandatory fees are nothing but taxes.
Right.
And taxes are nothing but mandatory government fees. Romney's new tax fees raised hundreds of millions in new tax revenue for the state government every year. So this is how it works. They just play word games with you. Do not believe a word these politicians say, all of them. He also increased several taxes by closing loopholes to enable collection of a new internet sales tax and by passing legislation that enables local governments to raise business property taxes. This, he claims, is not raising taxes. I suppose you could say that Romney merely enacted bills that force taxpayers to hand over billions of dollars, which end up in the coffers of the government. Quacks like a tax increase? Mitt Romney claims to have cut the Massachusetts budget by $2 billion. Sometimes he claims he cut it by $3 billion. The media gives him free advertising by parroting this myth repeatedly. They repeat it so often that even some libertarians assume it to be true. But these cuts were merely budget games. Spending cuts in one area were simply moved into another area of the government budget. So he cut it out of one area of the budget
and
then pasted it in another area.
Right. You know, that's not a cumulative cut. It's just a cut.
1-800-259-9231. But there's more. We'll share that with you on the way. Take your calls about whatever you want. We'll try to sneak in here in the remaining moments. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/
buydirect. Join the ACT buydirect consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buydirect. Click on join now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buydirect and click on join now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. This is the live Saturday edition. You can take control, even in these remaining moments. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Now, it does cost a little bit of money to run the website, so if you want to voluntarily support the show, you should shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer, 41 categories of products to shop in, huge selection. Great products, great quality. I love the my favorite part about Amazon is the user reviews. When you're looking at a product, you can scroll down and you can see what other people thought of the product. I find that so valuable. I mean, I understand people like going into the big box stores to look at things on the shelf, but that doesn't tell you how good those products are. When you're reading those reviews, that really helps. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Put some stuff in your shopping cart and check out and feel good because a percentage of your purchase just went to Free Talk Live. So remember to enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Now then, we're talking about scumbag politicians, and we just happen to be focusing on one of them, okay? This is not an endorsement of any other politician. It just happens to be that it's a very detailed analysis of one particular politician's lies. And they all do it. They're all lying scum for the most part. So don't believe a word they say. When they claim they've cut billions of dollars out of the budget, they're lying to you. And as Carla Howell points out from the Center for Small Government, their website, by the way, centerforsmallgovernment.com, she ran for, by the way, governor in Massachusetts against Mitt Romney. So she might know a thing or two about this guy, right? She might have done her research. He claims to be an economic conservative. He claims to be anti-tax. He did not actually take the new tax, no new taxes pledge. He did not sign it. He also proposed new taxes. He signed in new taxes, but he called them fees. So they're not taxes if you call them fees. And he didn't cut. He claims to have cut billions of dollars out of the budget, but that's not true. He just played games with the budget. He moved the billions of dollars from one area of the budget. He cut them and then pasted them to another area. So just a handful of the misinformation and misdirection from this guy, and here's some more from Carla Howell. In fact, not only did Mitt Romney refuse to cut the overall Massachusetts budget, he expanded it dramatically. The Massachusetts state budget was $22.7 billion a year when he took office in January of 2003. When he left office in January of this year, it was over $25.7 billion, plus another $2.2 billion in spending that the legislature calls off-budget, and Romney never reminds us of this fact. The net effects of budgets proposed and signed into law by Romney, an additional $5.2 billion in state spending every year. Now, $5.2 billion out of $22 billion, that's almost a 25% increase, isn't it?
What a surprise.
He claims to have done a good job as governor of the liberal Massachusetts in light of the fact that it's a tough state for poor conservatives like him. He infers his hands were tied by the predominantly Democratic legislature. But when it comes to tax and spend policies, he's not only in lockstep with the Democratic legislature, he leads the way. Each of the 4 years Romney served as governor of Massachusetts, he started budget negotiations by proposing an increase of $1 billion, before the legislature even named a budget figure. Romney initiated massive new spending without any prodding from the legislature. His hands weren't tied. He was going right along with it. The legislature responded with a handful of line item budget increases. Romney agreed to some of them and vetoed others. The media helped him out again by making fanfare of his vetoes and portraying him as top on spending after he'd already given away the store. Over the course of Romney's 4-year term, he signed into law over $5 billion in new state spending and a similar increase in new taxes.
Billion. I mean, how's a little state like Massachusetts manage to get into the billions? And that's just increases.
Yep, but his grand finale was the worst of all. RomneyCare, Mitt Romney's version of socialized medicine.
Right. Now, how can a person claim to be a Republican and introduce socialized medicine?
Great question. If you can answer it, 800-259-9231. By his own admission, Romney didn't plan his socialized medicine scheme until after the 2002 election. After convincing voters that his Democrat rival would be worse because she would saddle us with socialist tax and spend policies, this is again written from the perspective of someone living in the state, he said Romney propped the granddaddy of big government expansions, popped the granddaddy of big government expansions on unwitting voters. Voters of Massachusetts did not vote for RomneyCare. Mitt Romney foisted it upon them without warning. When Romney ran for U.S. Senate in 1994, his campaign popularized the derogatory term Kennedy Country to describe the devastating effects of Ted Kennedy's liberal social programs on poor neighborhoods in Massachusetts. Yet Mitt Romney stood proudly with Ted Kennedy while he signed RomneyCare into law. Romney championed it from the very beginning, again, without any prodding from his Democratic rivals.
Right.
Yet Mitt Romney, Ted Kennedy, has pushed for socialized medicine for decades. Romney fulfilled his dream. Kennedy lobbied the legislature hard to get Romney's bill passed. It was a Romney-Kennedy alliance. Welcome to Massachusetts, Romney-Kennedy country. Romney's socialized medicine law mandates that everyone who doesn't have insurance to buy it or suffer income tax penalties. There's yet another off-budget Mitt Romney tax increase. Romney's mandate will cost taxpayers many thousands of dollars every year in health insurance premiums for unwanted policies, or force them to pay the equivalent in tax penalties. Romney's law goes into effect in part in 2008 and in full force in 2009. Unless it's repealed before then, the loudest screams of protest from Massachusetts won't be heard until after the 2008 presidential election is over. Romney's time release tax increase. Romney now boasts that he was for the first presidential candidate to sign a taxpayer protection pledge in which he promised to oppose any and all efforts to increase income taxes on people or businesses. So he'll call his tax increases government fees or closing loopholes or something else. But the IRS will collect this money from you, your family, your friends, and millions of Americans just like you. Mitt Romney labels himself with words like anti-tax, conservative, and budget cutter. Mitt Romney's deeds show he's the opposite. High tax, a big spender, and solidly big government. So, there you go. I just wanted to share that with you just as a great example of somebody who took the time to look into all of the claims of these politicians, in this case, one particular politician, but he doesn't differ significantly from the other ones. somebody who took the time to look into this guy's claims, look at what he did, and put the information in front of you.
Mm.
Now, how many other media outlets are going to do the same thing?
They don't.
We just did.
You know, they don't. The media out there, even, you know, big national media, they just, it's all about sound bites and doing things quick. They're taking whatever the candidates say about themselves and parroting it.
Yep.
As though Romney is small government, conservative, anything.
Right. If he was,
he might be socially conservative. He might want to, force his, religious views on you.
Yeah.
But he's not fiscally conservative.
As he
grown
claims to be.
Under his tutelage there as the governor in Massachusetts, he grew the government. He didn't. He added to government fees and taxes.
So please take this as a warning, okay? There are a lot of people in America that they sort of understand the idea that, you know, big media isn't really that great and they're kind of sloppy with their journalism and everything like that. But also understand this, that big media, not only are they sloppy, but the radio shows you hear that claim to not be part of the mainstream media are also part of the mainstream media, right? Rush Limbaugh with his one hand tied behind my back, blah, blah, blah. We're not mainstream media. We're another type of media or something. Even though you're the number one radio show in the country, somehow you're not mainstream, Rush.
Well, he is mainstream. He's as mainstream as they come.
And Rush claims to have a cadre of researchers, right, behind the scenes doing research for his show. Well, it doesn't seem like they're digging too damn deep, are they? Please don't take the words of people with microphones as gold.
Including ours.
Please question everything you hear on the air, on the television, on the internet. Just because somebody has managed to wiggle their way behind a microphone and they've managed to get a syndication deal does not mean they are the voice of Jesus Christ, okay? It does not mean they are
gods. Rush Limbaugh is an extraordinarily talented entertainer, and that's what he does.
Right.
I mean, and don't fool yourself. On the other end, he's an attack dog for the Republican Party. He says he's not carrying the water for the Republicans anymore. Please! That's all he's ever done.
That's just PR.
All he's ever done is carry the water for the Republicans.
Yep. That claim is no different.
He's all for big government when it comes to Republican issues.
Yep. And that claim is no different from the claims of the likes of Glenn Beck when he claims he's a libertarian.
Yeah, whatever the heck that means.
That's just these cookie-cutter conservative talk show hosts trying to differentiate themselves from Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing Rush Limbaugh's act with slightly different tweaks on their show. Maybe one's a little funnier than the other.
Glenn Beck's really got a lot of production value. It's a great show.
He's got a good show, no doubt. But to believe that guy's a libertarian because he says so is like the same as believing that Mitt Romney's a small government conservative because he says so. Please don't take these people at their face value. Question everything. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We shall return Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and have a great and safe weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.